Blog Talk Radio.
Thank those of you
that those of you that wasn't able to bear a child, I want to encourage you that you are still a mother. To someone that loved you and that hold you in the highest esteem. So don't you feel cheated. Don't you feel bad at all. I want you to just lift up your head and just be exceedingly glad, because you are somebody. You are God's child, number one, because we are created in the image of our Father. So I just want you to know that you are important and that you play an important part in society. Because there are many people that don't have biological parents, period. Mothers or fathers. And so whenever someone else is able to come in, God bless someone to come in and be that parent, be that mother, be that father, for that son or that daughter. You know, that's a blessing in itself. So I just want to let you know that you are highly appreciated and loved and honored on today, along with the biological mothers. You are on the same page. Hallelujah. And so I just want you to know that God loves you and I love you. Hallelujah. And so I just want you to just get your seat, get close to your radio dial, because I'm intending to introduce Jesus to some, and there may be some that already have a personal relationship with God. But for the most part, my job is to bring you the divine word of God in its entirety. And like I first stated, I don't take anything away from God's word. And neither do I add anything to God's word. And neither should anyone else. Hallelujah. And I will be with you on this evening. This is our special edition of Mother's Day celebration. And so I will be with you 35 minutes on the clock on today. And so I just hope and pray that you had a beautiful day at Mass. You had a beautiful day out on the town. Maybe you were on a shopping spree. Maybe you went on a rendezvous, just went drive down the road a ways, you know, enjoying the sunset. And you that went out with your husband out to lunch after dinner, God bless you. You that went out with your son or daughter, God bless you. You that went to Mass and you that went to church service on today, God bless you and you and you. And so I am bringing you the divine word of God across these airways on this evening. And so I hope and pray that all is well in your family circle and all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. And so without any further ado, we're going to acknowledge Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior of Nazareth on today, because without him, it would be no mere you. So we want to reference God at all times and every single iota thing that we do. We want to acknowledge God in everything that has to pertain to our lives. Hallelujah. So without any further ado, I'm asking those of you that will to buy your beautiful head, some kind of hood on today, but hey, the word of God has to go on. The horse and all, it has to go forth. So without any further ado, I'm asking you that will to buy your beautiful heads as we go down and reference God, hallelujah, on today. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you all today, O gracious Heavenly Father, for making this day a national holiday to honor all mothers and women around the world, around the globe, around just this galaxy. We thank God for them implementing a holiday set aside for mothers. We thank you, God, for being so faithful, putting that on the hearts and in the hearts of man, to acknowledge the mother that goes extra mile, goes the distance to make sure that our children are fed and in warmth and love and nurture. We thank you on today, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. For enabling us to gather in unity once again around the spectrum. And Father God, for we know, we very well know, that this earthly place is not our eternal home. But we know, Father God, that you have lying in wait a mansion that's not built by the mortal man, but you are its creator and you are its architect. But God, until you crack those clouds, one of these old historical days, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this very land. I'm asking you today, God, to anoint these lips of clay. I'm asking you to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you, O gracious Heavenly Father, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those near and far that are hurting deep within the pyramid of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty name. And we shall all say, as a people of God, we shall say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I just tell you, I just thank God, because I wouldn't take nothing. Thank God and friends and kinship and just constituents and you that are out there in my live podcast listening audience on today. I just thank God for my journey, because you know what? I wouldn't take nothing from my journey right now. I just thank God. You know, I couldn't thank him enough. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank God enough. But that would just be a mere drop in the bucket for all the mighty acts that God has performed in my life. And I just tell you, I just thank God, because he's just done so many just mighty, miraculous acts in my life. I tell you, I gave a testimony earlier this week about how I tried to dial out on my mobile cell phone and how I wasn't able to do so. And without my knowledge, I did not know that my cell phone and my service had been disrupted, because I failed to call in and to make arrangements, and so my service was disconnected. And so, you know, I've been telling the saints of God and friends and those alike to implement their praise of faith. What I mean by implementing their praise of faith is just do something that you just normally wouldn't do, out of the norm, you know, because it's no longer you, but you are looking to God, whom is the author and the finisher of your faith. And so you're looking beyond what your strength and power can produce, and you're looking to God. And so I had urged all of my fellow comrades and saints and friends and just kinship, like I first stated, and those that, you know, in my circle, to just exercise your crazy faith in God and watch him come through for you. Just do the two-step on God and watch him show up and show out. And so I had been telling them to do that, you know, and just, you know, watch God do what no other Holy Ghost power can do. And so when I was unable to dial out on my iPhone, I came into my garage area, and I sat down, and I was talking out loud to God, just like I'm talking to you across these airways on today. I said, God, I said, you know, I've been telling the people of God to exercise their crazy faith. I said, so I cannot tell them to do something that I myself is not doing or would not do. So I said, God, I said, I'm going to pray. I said, I want to implement that same crazy faith. I said, they have turned my service off, God. I said, and my total owed is 500 and some odd dollars, almost $600. I said, but God, I said, you know I don't have it. I'm waiting on some funds. I said, but at this time, I do not have it. I said, and I failed to call in and to make arrangements with my carrier. And so I said, God, I said, I'm going to pray that you touch the hearts and minds of whoever answered this phone on the other end of the line. I said, I want you to touch their hearts, God. I said, I believe in you. I said, God, you said, whatever I ask in your name, believe it. I said, and I shall have it. I said, and Father God, I'm asking you to give me faith. And so, saints and friends, and you that are out there in my digital listening audience on today, we're celebrating Mother's Day celebration on today. And so, the lady answered the phone. And she asked me, you know, what was my number? I told her my name and everything. And she asked me to give her my PIN. And I gave her my PIN, and she asked me to give her the phone number. And make the long story short, I said, Miss Lady, I said, I have my phone. I said, it's part of my ministry. I said, and I need my phone. I said, but I don't have the money to get my service turned back on at this present time. I said, but I have a whole lot of faith in God. I said, that God will move on my behalf. So the lady told me, she said, let me look at your account, Miss Ward. Let me see what I can do for you. And so to make the long story, the lady told me, she said, Miss Ward, she said, I'm going to turn yours back on right now. She said, and I'm going to give you to the 16th of this month. And she said, you won't have to pay 500 and some odd dollars this due. She said, you come as much as $100. She said, we will set that. And I tell you, my heart was, I mean, just jumping up and down inside of me. I knew that God was on my side. See, saints of God, you have to know where you stand in God. You have to know where you stand in your walk and in your prayer life with God. Because that sets age of getting your prayer through with God. It's a whole lot of people praying, but are you getting your prayer through with God? Are you getting that one-on-one communication line with God? And I know I've lost a lot of time now. I don't have much time left. And then it will be time for me to end my program. But anyway, the long and short, my iPhone is right now in service. Just let you know that God is still in the blessing business. God is still in the miraculous power that he's implemented. It's a miraculous power and strength that he has, all power in his hands, in his wings, in his ability, in his strength. So whatever your desire, I would encourage you to submit your praise and faith in God. All right, we're going to now go on to our scheduled program. And I say on this evening, hallelujah, is, hold on just a minute. Hallelujah. All right. Our sermon on tonight is in search of a godly mother. I want to say that one more time. Influence of a godly mom. I said mothers, but a godly mom / mothers. And our key scripture is found in the law of Proverbs 31 and 8. And it reads like this. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. That's found in the law of Proverbs 31 and 38. And we know that many of our today's women are juggling too. Whether they are business women or stay-at-home moms, the task of completing the mundane stuff of life usually falls into the lap of the woman, especially the mothers of the 21st century. We know that they have all sorts of things in the air at one time, from frying pans and stores to appointment calendars and mortgage payments. It can all become quite overwhelming. And we also know that society places a premium on those who can maintain a hectic schedule and get it all done. So women who pause to sit at Jesus' feet, that's found in the law of Luke 10 and 39 through 40. Or sometimes, hallelujah, consider unproductive. But Jesus commanded Mary, hallelujah, for taking time to be with him. That's in verse 42. And we know, hallelujah, certainly, what has to be done. But we are told that Mary made the best choice. Men, you can help women find the time to be with Jesus by pitching in with the daily activities. Women choose to stop the daily juggling long enough to spend a few moments with the Lord. Hallelujah. We know that as the dishes sit and soak, you are encouraged to take your Bible and do the same. Hallelujah. And we also know that it's very important as of a godly mother. I know it's those of you that are out there in my digital podcast live audience on tonight. You have a godly mother that talked to you about God, took you to church, and implemented God in the home and outside of the home, in the community. You had a mom, you had a parent, or dad, but we're talking about moms today. So you had a mother or you had someone that stepped into the mother's shoes, whether it's your grandmother or maybe your aunt. We're talking about the mother on today. So we know that the importance of a godly mother's role in the life of a child cannot be overemphasized. And we think of Timothy, for example, the young man the Apostle Paul considered spiritual son and a valuable partner in the ministry. And we find out in his second letter to him, Paul recalled how Timothy has been influenced by the genuine faith of his grandmother, Lois, and his mother, Eunice. That's found in the law of 2 Timothy 1 and 5. And we're told that God used two generations of loving mothers to prepare Timothy for the critical work he would have in spreading the gospel and establishing congregations of believers in Christ. So we are encouraged to let praise the Lord for mothers who not only care for their children physically, but also nurture them spiritually, mothers like that are indispensable. So we know that no man, no boy, no young lad is poor who has had a godly mother. We know that you are rich and you are wealthy. And we also know we are talking about the influence of a godly mom slash mothers. We're told that many people have been richly blessed. Hallelujah. And so we know that godly mothers who taught them that the law of love and Christian witness was to be their godly guide. And we also know that they set the rule for the household, the children to follow. And here are a few rules she followed in training her children. Subdued with in a child and work together with God. We are told, she said, teach them to pray as soon as he can speak. Charles O. said that give him nothing he cries for, but only what is good for him or her. If he or she asks, ask for it politely. To prevent lying, punish no fault that is freely confessed. But never allow a rebellious, sinful act to go unchecked. She was told to commend and reward good behavior. Strictly observe all promises that you have made with your son or daughter. So I would encourage you all today, we're talking about the influence of godly moms. Let us honor our godly mothers today. Not only with words to pray for them, but with lives that reflect the impact of their holy influence. Of all the earthly things God gives, there is one above all others. It is precious, priceless gift of loving Christian mothers. We tell that the virtue of mothers are visited on their children. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we also know that in the law of Proverbs 31, it talks about a woman who is a worthy wife. Her worth is proclaimed by her children, who rise up and call her blessed. That's in verse 28. Her husband thinks that she is the best. Many daughters have done virtuously. But thou excelleth them all. Verse 29. This woman's life demonstrates her worthy character to her children, her spouse, and the community. She is industrious. She's kind. She's thrifty, giving, and always uses her God-given resources wisely. She has strength and dignity. She mentors her children and provides them with a stable environment. As a positive force in her community, she stimulates the economy, verse 16 to 18. She provides for the needy, verse 20, and teaches wisdom, verse 26. And we know that, as an old saying in African-American communities states, if you make one step, God will make two. We're motivated by the reverence, awe, and respect for the Lord, verse 30. We're told that the woman of Proverbs 31 takes many steps to serve others. Because of her faithfulness, her deeds are multiplied until her value is far above rubies, verse 10. what hell for the woman of Proverbs, also hell for our ancestors. Surely it will hell for us too. The civil fate we inherited back to the community. It taught us that a life offered in service to others will be cherished and remembered. We're told that the modern gospel song sums up well the message of Proverbs 31. And that is this. May the work I've done speak for me. And our prayer should be, oh, gracious God, take of my soul in honest faithfulness to spouse, to my family members, to the proper use of my talent and my resources. In Jesus' name, amen. And we're talking today about, working about the influence of godly moms. And I know that some of you that are out there listening on today, you said, Overseer Boyd, my mother was a godly mother. My mother was a God-friend mother. My mother taking us to church, and my mother read the Bible. My mother told us about God and told us how to have the fear of God in our hearts and in our spirit and in our mind. And that your mom trusted in God when the tough got going. We know a whole lot of times when the tough get going, the going get tough, and the people that's in your circle seem to get going as well. The mother would go down on her knees, and she would pray a fervent prayer, because we're told that a fervent prayer of a righteous one availeth much. And so we're told that our mothers and our grandparents, grandmothers would go down and pray, talk to the Heavenly Father until she got an answer. She would talk to God until things would move and improve. She would talk to God till money would come from out of nowhere. Somebody would have a knock at the door. She would go and open the door and they said, well, God, put you on my heart. And I brought you a token of love, and that would be money. Hallelujah, brought to the house. That would be food brought to the house. That would be bakery items brought to the house because of that godly mom that was in the house that stood up for righteousness, stood up for wholesomeness. We're talking about the influence of a godly mom slash mothers on today. We're celebrating Mother's Day around the earth today. And so you are to cherish your mother. Cherish your mother on today. Whether she's still living or if she's in demise. My mother's gone on, bless her heart. But she left a hole in my heart. But I'm able to love. I'm able to love just with all of my heart and soul. Because she taught me how to love. Mother taught me how to love. And how to be loved. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I just thank God for you, you, and you, and you. All of my sisters around the planet Earth on today. I thank God for you, you, and you. And I want you to keep on walking in the newness of God. Keep on holding up the bloodstained banner for our Savior. But we know that God is soon to come. He delays coming because he knows that a whole lot of us is not right with God. We don't have our house in order. And I'm talking about that spiritual house. Don't have that spiritually house in order. So God is giving some of you a little bit more time. A little bit more time to come unto the fold. Come into the knowledge of God. We're talking about the influence of a godly mom slash mothers on today. We're celebrating Mother's Day around the world on today. And we're just talking about the influence of mother that walked in the walk of God, that lived a victorious lifestyle before God and before her children and before her children's children. So that makes her a grandmother and those of her grandchildren. She set the stage. Even if she's no longer here on planet Earth, she left a legacy for you to pick up. You can pick up that lantern. Pick up that flag. Pick up that lantern. Pick up whatever it is that she left behind. Whatever legacy that she left behind. It's your job to pick it up and to run with it. Run the race of righteousness. Run the race of godliness. Implementing God in your home, in your community. And your mother would be so proud of you today. She may not be able to tell you verbally that she's proud, but you can feel in the spirit realm that she's proud of her daughter, of her granddaughter. Hallelujah. Of her niece that's carrying the torch, the victory of Jesus, telling the world about God and how God died so we wouldn't be lost. Hallelujah. And you might say, Overseer Warren, I didn't have a mother that taught me about God. Well, it's never too late, because even if your professor in where you attend university is always someone somewhere in our circle that know about Christ, all you have to do is just make an effort. You make an effort. You make one step. God will make the second step. All he wants us to do is just put forth an effort. And so even though your mother, your grandmother didn't know God, a lot of them couldn't tell you about God because they didn't know about God. They didn't come into the knowledge because their mother didn't know. But you that did get to know, even if you found out later on, it doesn't make any difference. It's never too late to learn about God and his goodness for us and God's statutes. We know that it's never too late. Never too late. We can learn of God's goodness even as early as today. All we have to do is just to ask God into our lives and be our Lord and Savior, and God will set up housekeeping in our heart, in our spiritual heart. But it has to be clean. It has to be rid of uncleanness and sin. Hallelujah. Because God will not live, and he cannot live, and refuse to live in an unclean temple. But you can go out at the dollar store and get your Bible for the price of $1. I know God is worth. He's priceless. But I know that surely God is worth $1. That's all you need. You can go to your local Dollar General store and purchase you a King James Version Bible. Open it up and read it. And if it's got a concordance online, and it's got plenty of information online that can instruct you to various chapter reading and passage that you can learn about God and his goodness. My sermon again, entitled influence of a godly mom / mother. We're celebrating Mother's Day on today. And we're talking about a mother. And her children rise up and call her back. Her husband also. And he praises her. Hallelujah. We're talking about the Proverbs 31:1. Hallelujah. We just thank God because he blessed us. He blessed us to come into the knowledge of God. And we are now passing his gospel on, his gospel truth on to all of those that want to know about God. We're not going to share God down anyone's throat. But we're going to implement and introduce Jesus to you. If you want to know about God, we will introduce Jesus to you. And we will let you know that God died on Calvary Cross for everyone's sin. No one is an exception to the rule. No one is counted out, but all is counted in because God to the cross for the remission of our sins. And I hope in ending that I've said something, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that inject your spirit and impact your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, you have any prayer petitions, you want the old Shabbat volume to go down in prayer on your behalf, you are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your program has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. Email address Janice All About God at yahoo.com. And until we come across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Till we meet again. Bye for now. We will allow the selection of this song bring our program to its closure. Bye for now. We come not praising you.
microphone at this time, Irma, Brenda, and Carol. Let us say amen as they come. Let us say amen as they come.